Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So here was our assignment from yesterday. I have done my best. That is about all the philosophy of living that one needs. There's an old Zen story about a monk who attained enlightenment in a butcher shop when, in response to his request for the best piece of meat, the butcher answered, "Every piece of meat in this shop is the best." In life's vocabulary, the comparative tense doesn't exist. Everything is simply superlative, the best. Only the ego assesses and finds life wanting, or claims that something could have been better than it is. In fact, it's the ingrained identification with self-hate that denies the possibility that we are not always doing our best. Today, don't indulge any voices of comparison. Practice seeing the absolute perfection of what you do and what you encounter as the best of life unfolding.
The best of life unfolding.
Mm.
How gorgeous is that, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right, here's our first caller, Sherry. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Judy from California Central Coast. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hi. You know, this was such a great quote. You know, I've heard that Zen story for years, for a very long time, and I've never gotten it. And what I saw this time was I haven't gotten it maybe because I've conditioning's just so invested in keeping on the saga of comparisons.
So, yes, what a great point. So it's one of those things that just kind of poof, goes right over our heads.
And, of course there's a best part. Of course there's a best part. Right,
with everything. I mean, maybe, we're vegetarians, so maybe not with meat.
Right.
But everything else.
And, you know, the last time I called, I had just broken my arm, so it's healed now, and I'm in physical therapy. And like you keep saying in the email class, you know, I thought, well, comparisons are behind me. I don't do that anymore until I went to physical therapy, and they're just raging. You know, I used to be able to do this. I can't do this now. What's wrong with this? Look at them. Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm not them. On and on and on. Poor thing.
I'm pathetic. I'm pathetic, but at least I'm not them.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of the opposite of what you were just saying about the beauty of life and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't listen to that. You know, just
right, exactly, and that's the place that we get to, right?
I mean,
We talk about the light room and the dark room, but again, it's one of those things. Even though we experience it, we don't, in quotes, believe it. Right, but there you have it. I mean, the difference between looking at life through the eyes of ego and looking at life through life, there's just no comparison, right?
No comparison at all. Yeah. I mean, all that around me, all those people are there to support me, all this training, all this whatever that's gone into it, my arm's working again, and conditioning would have it not look there.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not go to what's working, what we can feel happy about, grateful for.
To say nothing about
the problem.
Yeah, and if I'm listening to the voices, I'm not paying attention to my arm, which is how it heals.
Oh. Well, what a very great point.
Yeah.
So it's just layered on, isn't it?
Yes.
All the devotion that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate has to our suffering.
Right.
It's really impressive.
Right. And just one other thing I wanted to say was I did, during the couple months it took for the bone to heal, I did a modified Huber cure. So I didn't, I wasn't supposed to drive, but I hardly did anything. No housework, rested a lot, recorded and listened all the time. And then when I got the sling off and he asked me to move my arm, he said I was way, way, way above the curve in terms of range. And I attribute it to the cure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Because, boy, yeah, that is really great. Talk about a place where ego does it to people, right? Because just in the way you're laying out, What you were supposed to do is listen to those voices and overdo.
Right.
And then when you didn't heal, which you couldn't because there was no support for the body
mm-hmm.
healing,
mm-hmm.
then it would be your fault. It would be everybody's fault. Everything would
right.
be wrong, right? I love that.
Early on when I was recording, the mentor said, well, how about saying this? You know, this arm has done everything you wanted it to do for 70 years. Maybe it's time for a little rest. Isn't that great?
It needs the Huber cure.
Yes, right. Right.
Let's give it that.
That's
and,
right.
you know, if that housework doesn't get done just the way you would have liked it done, well,
it'll
just
fine.
Have to adjust,
yeah.
too.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So thank you.
That's beautiful. Oh, thank you. What a great story. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks,
oh,
nice
how
meeting.
Wonderful. I was just reading somewhere about how we are rest-deprived in this modern life, and lying mm-hmm. down is such an important practice to do. And there were these pictures from Africa of all the native folks and how they lie down in such fabulous postures in order to be able to rest.
They're
not sleep,
kind of
just,
a natural
yes.
restorative
yeah.
restorative yoga.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And throughout the day, so that it's a way by which the body, and this is what that was fascinating, that the body struggles against gravity. We are very well adapted, but it's a force that we're resisting all the time. And so the body needs mm-hmm. to have an occasional rest, not through sleep, but just through that for not having to resist gravity.
Uh-huh.
Just as an energy, just to conserve energy. Isn't that mm-hmm. just as an insight was quite...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sitting in a chair is not the same thing.
No.
We've heard about that. Yeah, we've heard
yeah.
about that, but that's one of the worst things that we can actually do. And, of course, with these... folks that were the source of information for what you were reading, they tend not to have chairs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is the way we were in the monastery where I trained. You know, we just never sat down except on a meditation cushion, and then you
mm-hmm.
lie down. So those
mm-hmm.
are your choices. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love
mm-hmm.
it.
Very, very
yeah.
fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Ladima from Indiana.
Hello.
Hey, Ladima.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. This was a great assignment.
Say more.
Well, I think I've talked to you before about procrastination and... with regard to work, especially, but it happens everywhere in my life. And this assignment was made me realize, brought to my awareness, how much almost unconscious beating goes on every day about work and are you going to be productive today? And how much I, you know, every day the approach that I take is like, okay, how am I going to make myself do these things?
Mm.
You know,
wow.
how am I going to make myself
yeah.
be productive at work today? And and to just approach the day instead with, I'm doing my best. I am,
mm-hmm.
I'm really doing my best every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a, I don't know, it was just like a, so freeing. And it just silenced all that other voices, and it was like I could just be and just work.
And it makes you want to do your best, doesn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's again exactly the opposite of what we're meant to believe. So those voices, how are you going to be productive? So the assumption is you're not. And you don't want to be, and without regular beatings, you're not going to be. So,
yeah.
And then when you stop doing that, you realize, wait a minute, I'm not motivated by those meetings. In fact, quite the opposite. They drain me of energy. They cause me to be willing to listen to voices that say, oh, do that later. And when those voices aren't there, you're filled with energy and you want to do your best.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Kind of miraculous.
It was like, I feel like I have been struggling for so long and trying to bring awareness practice into this. And it was this is like the clouds opened up. This assignment was a shift.
And,
it was a big shift.
And you're making lots of recordings, right? And
I did.
All the time. Yeah, because this is one, conditioning wants to get rid of that one.
That's right. So today, need to listen to them again. But yes, so yesterday.
Oh, every day. Every day, Ludima. Every day. Every day.
Yes.
Yeah, as you go to work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And and then I was packing to go out of town for the weekend, and there's always so much to do around that, and I always get so stressed out. And it came in again, like, I'm just doing the best. I'm doing my best on this, and it'll be enough. You know, it's like this, the feeling of enough, and it's okay, and it's like it'll get done, and there's, you know.
Yes.
It just came, it dropped in, and the usual stress just wasn't there.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, and you know, I project part of what came together for you in this insight is we're not here to get stuff done. You know, once we're able to step back from ego enough to realize we're here for a really short time, we're going to be dead really soon, we're going to be dead forever. And this is it. This is the one chance. Okay? And nobody in 100 years is going to remember anything about anything that we did.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll just all close over, and it will be as if we never existed. So what might, given that, what might be an alternative focus for us? Well, I'm going to vote for, and I bet you'll join me in this vote, compassion, loving kindness, clarity, presence, gratitude, right? Perhaps that would be a more important, if we can say that, a more valuable purpose, use of a human incarnation.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. So there we are. Love that human. Make her lots of lovely recordings to listen to on the way to work, and lots to listen to on the way home. Everything that she did and everything she accomplished and what a great job she did and what a gift she is, because all that's true. Just the best moments of the day and the interactions and all of the things that worked and everything you're grateful for. That's your morning commute, and there's your evening commute, and there is a happy, appreciated human being.
Right. And my commute is from the kitchen to the office because I work.
There you go. So you want to move. You want to walk slowly, right? You're going to do walking meditation as you listen to your recording. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's very fun. And that's a good thing to bring up though, Ludima, because that's exactly the kind of place where conditioning can get us, right? So if you had to get in the car and drive for half an hour, then, you know, there's much more willingness usually to listen to a recording rather than listen
right.
to the voices scream about other drivers. But when it's like that, then it really is a matter of compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, right?
It is. It's in some ways more challenging, but it's also a great gift in a lot of other ways.
Yeah, because you can put notes up everywhere on your computer, Did you
right.
record and listen this morning? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And on
well,
the refrigerator.
Pardon?
On the refrigerator for your commute home.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, if I don't talk with you beforehand, I will see you in
Soon.
Bethlehem. Soon.
See you in Bethlehem. Looking forward to it.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Exactly. So we never know. We don't want to assume.
Right.
All
right. Right.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks, Ladima. You know, I don't know if it was related to this assignment, Sherry, but I received a wonderful process text yesterday which said, contentment, having enough, being enough, how do I know that? There is just no information to the contrary when practicing restraint from listening to any conversation about future, past, or alternate realities.
Wow.
That's it, right?
Fair. That says it perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
When we're here, yeah.
There is no information that anything is lacking. That is the experience
yeah.
of contentment. Right, yeah. It is the superlative that we were looking at in the quote and what the butcher meant. Every piece of meat
yeah.
is the best meat. There is no comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. What now? Well, this is the best.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Wow, I'm on.
You are?
Hey, am I? Oh, okay. I didn't
Who
know
is
if it?
It
was. It's Phil.
Phil!
Yeah.
Here you are.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. You know, I'm just listening to this lovingness outside on a tree line, you know, with beautiful trees and everything's so present, and I'm thinking, you know, that it's true. You know, I love that line in that assignment that said, everything is superlative, because it is, when
yes.
we're present
yes.
to it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's,
we were saying that at Centro the other night, right?
Yes.
Just looking at how everything is the center of the universe. Everything is the center of the universe. Not in that ego way that we can tend to think we are, but everything, every blade of grass, that little bird that's hopping from tree limb to tree limb there, everything is the center of the universe. It's the best.
Yeah, it is. It's the best. And you know, because we're a part of it, we can only be the best.
Yes.
But we're supportive as well.
Yeah, you're the best, Phil, that has ever been or could be or ever will be. That's it.
Exactly. And to fall for, you know, conditioning, comparing this, like, say, me to someone else, it's like comparing apples to oranges. It's like it just
yes.
doesn't fly, and yet it tries to get us to think it does. It certainly tries to
yeah.
get me to think it does.
Yeah, yeah. My version of that comparison thing is actually apples to baseball bats.
Oh, apples to baseball bats. That's even better.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, that's what a comparison is actually like, because these two
yeah.
things don't have anything to do with each other. Why on earth would you want to compare them? And yet ego
yeah.
wants to compare everything all the time.
Yeah, and it goes to such lengths. You know, it has to drag up proof or, you know, put in sensations in your body that might make you think it's true. And, I have to really be on top of it to really just know in that authentic place
yeah.
that this is impossible. There is
yeah.
no such thing. And then just go breathe, you know. Breathe is the best. Breath is the best. just breathe. And,
yeah. yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's it exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank
well,
you, Phil.
Thank you.
yeah. Well, if you eliminate, thank you, Phil. If you eliminate a process of comparison, then you have to then the only thing is it's all perfect, because there isn't anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so self-evident, right?
It is self-evident. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. As soon as, which is the curse and the blessing of Zen practice, right? Of awareness practice. Because I know that there are people who tune into these calls and just, you know, like, I can't deal. You know, a bunch of wackos just going on about
too
how perfect
people.
Everything is. Well, yeah. Oh, my life isn't perfect. And, you know, I mean, that's, we all know that place, right? And yet, when we see that combination of everything is the center of the universe, everything is the best, there is nothing to compare to anything else, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing missing. Once we see that, it is completely obvious that everything that happens is the best thing that could ever happen to each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. And in some senses, it doesn't preclude anything we want to do, but it doesn't come from that place of comparison or improvement or self-hate, right? Because if everything is perfect, the conditioned perspective is, well, we'll all be a blob of amoeba in potential, right? Nothing will happen.
Right.
How do you get done?
How do you get anything done?
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what we covered with Ladima, right?
Yes.
How do you get anything done? Well, life, as far as we can tell, in a very incorrect way of phrasing it, life loves to do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can see that around us all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, good morning. So I had a wonderful, wonderful, terrible experience yesterday. I discovered something about some of the work that I had done that was not up to ego standards that, of course, were so subtle when I was needing them that I didn't realize I was working towards them. And immediately I had this sensation in the pit of my stomach that I would have labeled shame, and the story started of, you know, not enough, might as well quit, blah, blah, blah. And so what I saw in that was, first of all, nothing not sure what the word is. Nothing positive would come from this as long as I was listening to these screaming voices in my head. And so I had to have a great practice of turning away from those and dropping those. And then, so then I went through this process of, okay, well, what am I learning from this? Well, number one, that ego has standards that are there all the time, and that I get bamboozled into meeting. And then number two is I went back and I looked at the work that I had done, and I had absolutely done my best. There was nothing I would have done differently to try and make a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing was that I had this great experience, and now when other people have that experience, I can just be so, have so much empathy for that, because I know what it actually feels like in my body.
Oh,
and
Yeah. And that it's completely horrible and completely useless.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because even if you had, if you had done something that was really, I don't know how we would talk about it, but, you know, you were supposed to send X and you sent Y instead.
Right.
You were still doing your best. If you, it's not like you said, they want
yeah,
X, but
off.
I'm going to send them Y.
Yeah.
That's not what's
yeah.
going on. It's just an honest, oops, And there's nothing about that that would ever warrant a beating, or about anything else,
yeah.
actually, that would ever warrant a beating.
Yeah.
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 Mm. That's another one of those. As soon as you see it, it is really obvious, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went pretty much immediately from, oh, no, to, oh, wow. Because I was able to see it.
Yeah. Yes. And as you say, that's what gives us the compassion for everybody else who's going to be in the same place. Because everybody will. We're all going to be having those experiences, oftentimes a lot, on our way to having that kind of insight that frees us from that torture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so we get to the one of, and it's, everything is a gift. It's all the best,
yes.
and it's all a gift. It's all
yes.
for me to awaken and end suffering. That's the path we're on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so grateful.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yeah, so grateful. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks,
thank
Laura.
You. Thank you, Ashwini.
Shall we squeeze in another caller, Sherry, or shall we just... It's 9:27.
Oh, no. Let's...
Okay.
Let's get our assignment and let everybody... Ladima's got a long, long trek to work, so we need to get people started here.
The thing that I loved about that conversation we're having with Laura is the fact that there is the ability to recognize the identification, that process of comparison, which makes us feel bad, and then to go look
mm-hmm.
at the work, and then recognize that it is the best because we did our
yes.
best. And it isn't.
Yes.
It can't be anything else because that's what life did.
Yes, 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 in that moment. That is such a great point, Ashwini. And so just to kind of underline that a little, I've talked to people over the years who will call in, say, to this kind of program or to open air, and then they get off the call and the voices just begin to brutalize them. You sounded like an idiot. You didn't make any sense. You didn't, you know, that sort of thing. And there are the very, very brave souls who would say at the life's encouragement, why don't you listen to a recording of that and just see if it was that bad? And they
mm-hmm.
do. And they
mm-hmm.
find out there was nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, so,
and it's
so important.
To me, that is such a practice of taking off the lens of self-hate and putting on
mm-hmm.
the lens of life, because it's really, you really have to be in the superlative viewing gallery in order to accept that everything is the best. Because if you are
uh-huh.
in the self-hate gallery, there will be a way to find out what's wrong, because that's the
yeah.
perspective you've got.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we always often use that image of lenses. Yeah. So, or the viewing gallery, right? If that's
yeah.
the perspective that you're coming from, then that's the experience you're going to have. We got to change the way we're viewing things, not change
yes.
things.
That's right.
Oh.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
All right. So here's our assignment. Loneliness is the poverty of self. Solitude is the richness of self.
Hmm.
With the 16th bead of our rosary, we recite the line, blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. The emptiness being pointed to here is the absence of the I. When we drop into the space between the thoughts, we fall into the richness of true solitude and experience suffused with the joy of presence. This intimacy with the intelligence that animates is more readily accessible in the solitude of the meditation hall or in the silence of nature. Today, find a quiet place to be in solitude and practice receiving the richness of emptiness. Record and listen.
Mm. Person could combine that with your story earlier of taking a few breaks during the day to just lie down and let the body rest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, Terry, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Good
right,
Lord
go
willing,
happy.
And the creek don't rise. Go happy.
Exactly so. We never know. All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.